Today is Tuesday, January 5th. This is T-Dad Talk. I'm Cameron Wayne. Happening today, Allegiance Coal announces their finalized plan for commencing production at the new Elk Mine, and in the state, minimum wage is now $14.77 per hour in Denver. Happening in the world, Iran resumes enriching uranium to 20% purity, breaching the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Stay tuned for more. Today's podcast is brought to you with support from Phil Long Toyota in Trinidad, featuring their year-end clear-out sales to get you in a new or previously owned vehicle that fits your budget. Head down today and let Lisa Camarillo or one of their many friendly sales reps help get you some new wheels for the new year. All right, let's check on the weather. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 50s in Trinidad. Tonight will drop to lows in the upper teens with a little bit of cloud coverage. For Wednesday, sunny skies again with highs in the upper 40s. Now, here's the news. On December 30th, Allegiance Coal released their finalized new Elk startup mine plan, announcing plans to start production in June of 2021, subject to raising the required startup capital of $13.5 million. According to the plan, starting out production will include seven continuous miners, along with other support personnel such as shuttle cars and utility vehicles at the new Elk Mine. The company also explained how the addition of the Pratt seam purchased from Mays Mining would help to extend the new Elk Blue Seam mine life from the previously stated 15 years to a new estimate of 24 years. Additionally, Allegiance determined the coal is among the cheapest to extract in the U.S. Of interest to note, from a sustainability standpoint, metallurgical coal, such as that in the New Elk Mine, is used primarily for making steel, iron alloys, carbon, and other important metals for building large structures, special tools, trains, planes, and surgical tools, along with implants and other things. Currently in the virgin steelmaking industry, no other form of production suffices to achieve the quality of refined metal coking coal can deliver, such as what will be extracted from the New Elk Mines. The plan outlined beginning amounts of coal extracted to be around 40,000 tons per month of blue seam in June, increasing to 73 KTPM by December, along with 35 of Pratt seam. From June, increasing to 64 KTPM in December. The ultimate plan is to reach 1.6 metric tons annualized coal sales. With Allegiance entered into an agreement with Mays Mining Incorporated to acquire the Pratt Seam coal, the two coals will be blended together to achieve the average annual coal sales of around 1.6 MT. The startup capital expenditure for the New Elk Mine came to $17.7 million in their finalized plan, with $5 million going towards a wash plant upgrade, $4 million on mine infrastructure, conveyor systems, and other needed improvements. It also included a $400,000 investment in rails, which the company will eventually require to relay track from the mine along Highway 12 to the Jansen loadout. Starting out, coal will be hauled via trucks and Highway 12 from the mine to a loadout in Jansen, where it will be transferred to rail cars and shipped to New Orleans to be made available for the global market. Happening in the state, minimum wage is now $14.77 per hour in the city and county of Denver. This went into effect on Friday, January 1st, as was reported by the Denver Channel yesterday. The increase is expected to result in a pay raise for thousands of workers in Denver, and many are frontline employees who haven't been able to work from home during the pandemic. Denver Labor Executive Director Jeffrey Garcia said this isn't an easy change for businesses, but every dollar matters to the employees and their families. The minimum wage increase was adopted by Denver City Council in November of 2019. It increased the minimum wage from $12.85 to $14.77 on January 1st of this year and will increase again to $15 on July 1st of this year as well, and to $15.87 in 2022. After that, it will be adjusted based on inflation. The citywide minimum wage first took effect in early 2020. In early December 2020, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock and Denver Councilwoman Robin Neich announced that they did not plan to ask Denver City Council to consider changing the scheduled January 1st, 2021 increase. It was a move that Colorado Restaurant Association CEO Sonia Riggs said was extremely disappointing, as as restaurants continue to struggle to make ends meet. If employers or workers are unsure whether the citywide minimum wage applies to them, they can check their work address using the Denver Auditor's online map. On January 1st, 2021, minimum wage also increased statewide in Colorado to $12.32 or $9.30 for tipped employees. Happening in the world, Iran has resumed enriching uranium to 20% purity in its most significant breach yet of the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, BBC News reported yesterday. The global nuclear watchdog confirmed that the process had begun at the underground Fordo plant on Monday. Enriched uranium can be used to make reactor fuel, but also nuclear bombs. Weapons-grade uranium is 90% purity. Iran, which insists that its nuclear program is peaceful, has rolled back a number of commitments under the deal. It has said it is retaliating for the U.S. economic sanctions that were reinstated in 2018 by President Donald Trump when he abandoned the accord, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. European Union spokesperson Peter Stano said Iran's move constituted a considerable departure from Iran's nuclear commitments under the JCPOA with serious nuclear non-proliferation implications. In a separate development, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said they had seized a South Korean-flagged chemical tanker in the Gulf due to the repeated infringement of maritime environmental laws. South Korea's foreign ministry demanded its immediate release of the Hankook Kimi and said a South Korean anti-piracy unit stationed in the Strait of Hormuz had been dispatched to the area. Mr. Rabbi told IRNA, the news agency, on Monday that the process of enriching uranium to 20% had started a couple of hours ago at Fordo. President Hassan Rouhani had ordered the move because he was bound by a new law requiring the production and storage of at least 120 kilograms or 265 pounds of 20% enriched uranium annually for peaceful purposes, he said. Iran's parliament passed the law following the assassination in late November of the country's top nuclear scientist, Mohsen, which Iranian leaders blamed on Israel. Later on Monday, the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed Iran's move in a report to member states. For upcoming events, Mount Carmel is still going strong with their online virtual events. Join a cooking class or get the kids together for a crafting class. To join, visit their website, mountcarmelcenter.org. That's mtcarmelcenter.org. Currently, Los Angeles County is in level orange, so eateries are open at limited capacity, but don't expect a whole heck of a lot to do as far as in-person events. Additionally, if you know of any upcoming events you think should be included in our podcast, give us a shout-out on our TDAD Radio Facebook page or give us a call at 719-846-3311. For a deeper look into what's happening in Trinidad and beyond, visit the Chronicle News website, thechronicle-news.com, and don't forget to support your local journalism with an online subscription. Another shout out to our sponsor for the day, Phil Long Toyota in Trinidad, who helped me get the car I still love and can help you find the right one too. Give them a call at 719-355-7100. That'll do it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. This has been Cameron Wayne. Have a great day. This is Chronicle News Media.